You're up to adopt Tev Zayin Nomer Aleph. Mishnah says on top, Pigel Bekoimetz V'loi B'lovoina. If the Kohen had a machshev as Pigel, B'shas he was doing the Kmitza, B'shas he was taking the handful of the Kmitza, he had a man, let's say, Tid Kezayis or Tid Shirayin of the Mincha tomorrow, but V'loi B'lovoina, he did not have this machshev, B'shas he was burning the Lovoina of the Mincha. And we know by regular Mincha that has Lovoina, there are two Matirim to the Shirayim. You could only eat the shirayim after you burn both the kmitza and the levoino. So what's going to be if you had only pigel, machshavas pigel, b'shas the kmitz, not b'shas the levoino, or else the opposite way? Ba levoino v'lei ba kmitz. You only had a machshavas pigel, b'shas you were burning the levoino, you had a mind to the gezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, but not b'shas you were burning the kmitza. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir Shitter is pigel, v'chayav amal of chorus, yet as chal pigel in this mincha, even though you only had the machshava b'shas the chatzim matir, still it's chal pigul. V'achom and the chom say no, ain't by chorus. Ad shiyafagel as kol hamatir. The chom say no, there's no chiyaf chorus. Until you have a machshava's pigul, b'chol hamatir. Means both b'shas, the burning of the kemitza and the burning of levoino, you have to have a moin tea tomorrow from the shirayim, at least the kezayis. However, moidim chachom le Rabbi Meir, that the Chomim agreed to Rabbi Meir that the Minchas Choyte, the Minchas Kenois, a Mincha that a Choyte brings, since this Mincha has no Levoina, the same thing a Mincha that a Choyte brings has no Levoina to it, therefore the Chomim agreed, Shem Pigel Ba Koimitz, that B'shas the Kohen is burning the Kemitz, he has in mind, teeth from the Shrayim tomorrow, Shu Pigel, and therefore the Chayav Malav Chorus, which the Chorus Pshita, since there's only one Mate for this Mincha, so if you have in mind b'shas this matir, it's chal pigel. And like it says, shehakoymitz hua matir, because this mincha only has one matir, just the koymitz. Now the same type of machloikis is shochat echad min hakvosim lechosh techalos lemocho. Said on Shavuos also, we know there are two matirim to the shtehalechem. You have to shech the both kvosim. If you shech the two kvosim, that's what's matir you teach the shtehalechem. So what's going to be hikter echad min habazichim? So let's say he shechted one of the kvosim, manas teach from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So he only had the machshava b'shas one matir, and the same thing also hikter echem min habezichem lecho shnei star lemocher. By the lechem upon him every Shabbos, there are also two matirim. You have to burn both bezichem. So let's say b'shas the kohen was burning one of the bezichem, he had a mind teach from the lechem upon him tomorrow. So he had a machshava pigel b'shas one matir. So again, it's the same machlekes. Rabbi Meir Oimer Pigel B'chayav Malav Chorus. Yes, it's Chal Pigel Nechad Chorus. V'chom and the Chomer say no. Ein Pigel at Shifaglas Kol Amatir. When the Chomer is not Chal Pigel until you have the Machshavas Pigel during the whole Matir. B'shas Yeshech to both Kvosim and B'shas Yeburn both Bezichim. What's going to be Shochad Echom Min HaKvosim Lechom Imenu Lemochor? Let's say Yeshech did one of the Kvosim and you had a mind teach from it its own bosa tomorrow, so then who pigel? This keves is pigel, you had a machshavas pigel on it. But the chaveira kosher, the second keves, that's kosher. This pigel does not come on the second carbon. What's going to be b'shas yeshecht one of the kvosim? You have in mind lecho mechaveira lemocher, you have in mind teeth from the meat of the other keves tomorrow. Not that you have in mind teeth from this carbon itself tomorrow, but you have in mind b'shas this shrita, teeth from the other carbon tomorrow, even though the other one is also a keves, lekovet shavuos, still the locher is shneim ksherim. They're both kosher, it's not chala machsheves pigel. Machsheves pigel is only b'shashi being oisik in the matir of this carbon, you have to think teeth from this carbon. But b'shashi being oisik in this carbon, you think teeth the other carbon, it's not chal pigel. Now the Gemara says, oh my Rav learns that machlekes, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah between Rav and Chachamim? Shenos enes hakoimitz b'shtiko. If the first one that you burnt, shenos nes hakoimitz means when the kohen was burning the kemitza, he did a b'shtik, he didn't have a machshavas pigel. And then when he went to burn secondly the levoina, then he had a machshavas pigel. So that's called yumechashev and achatzim matir. That's the machlokes Rabbi Meir Chachamim. Avonosan hakoimitz machshava. But let's say the first one that he went to burn, when the kohen went to burn the kemitza, if he was burning it with a machshava, heat from the shrine tomorrow, v'yes ha-lovoina b'shtik, and then the second burning of the lovoina that he did quietly without a machshava. Here Rav holds, divrei ha-koil pigel, even the Chomim agree that it would be chal pigel. Why? What's the reason? L'chur Yoni had a machshav v'bishas the first matir, not the second one. So the answer is, Rav holds the svarim shekolo oisa al das rishain hu oisa. The kain, when he burns the levoino, he does it on the same das that he burns the kmitza, even though he did not speak out anything b'shas the levoino. But that's called koloisa al das rishain hu oisa. Since he already spoke out and had the machshava speak of b'shas the burning of the kmitza, it's automatically understood as if he's having the same machshava b'shas the burning of the levoino. Therefore, it's not considered a chatzi matir, but it's considered like he had the machshava b'shas the whole matir. Now, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Adayin hu machloikis. Shmuel Agaz and Rama says no. The machloikis is even when the machshava was b'shas the first burning and not b'shas the second one. You do not say koloisa adas v'shainu oisa. It's machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Tzumara says Yosef Rav was sitting down. He be saying over this halacha. Saying over the loch of Rav. So on this, Eisvei Rav Acha bar Ravun el Rava. Rav Acha bar Ravun asked the question to Rava. Because it says in the Tosef like this, B'med v'r mamurim, the what? Rashi says, the machsheves avoides hakoimitz mefagu. When do we say, if you have a machsheves of pigo b'shas kemitza, that it makes pigo b'med v'r mamurim b'kemitza? When you have this machsheves b'shas the kohen is doing the avoid of kemitza, when he's first taking the handful from the mincha, or else of a matan kli, when he's doing the second avodah of putting the kmitzah into a kli, or else of a hiluch, when he's walking with the kli towards the mizbeach. During these three avodahs, he could have a machshavas pigul. Abobola lahaktoro, but if he has it b'shas, he's doing the mice of burning it, then it depends. So it says here, nosa nes hakoimis b'shtika. If he was burning the kmitzah b'shtika, if he only had a machshavas pigul b'shas burning of the levoino, but not b'shas burning of the kmitza, or else the opposite way, as hakoymitz b'machshava, when first he went to burn the kmitza, the kohen had a mind to eat from the shrim tomorrow, but v'yeshalavoina b'shtika, but he did the second burning of the levoino b'shtika without a machshava tomorrow. So here is a machloike still that Rabbi Meir oymet pigul. Since you had a machshava b'shas achatzi mati, that's a mei shit itzchal pigul, and therefore b'chiyav malav koros. However, it says clearly here in this Tosefta, v'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say though, ain by koros, no, there's no chiyav koros over here. At shiyafagal b'chol hamatir, until the kohen has the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. Not only b'shas, the burning of the levoin or the kemitza, you have to have it during both of them. But I call upon him, Kitoni Miu, it says clearly in this Tosefta that Nosen has a claimant for Machshava, even though the Kohen, when he did the first burning of the Kemitza, when he was burning the Kemitza, he had a mind on Machshava's Pigul, teeth from the Shrem tomorrow, and then Vias Halavoyna, the second burning, Bishtiko. That's this case here, and still a Pligi, it says clearly, the Chomim say it's not Pigul, Zechor Tzoraya to Shmuel, Akashan Rav, you do not say Koloisa, Adas Rishayna, Hu Aisa. So the Gemara answers no. The way Rav would learn here, Eima say like this rather, Ukfar nosa nesa levoina b'shtika mikora. That the case is that no, that first the kohen burnt the levoina first b'shtika without a machshavas pigul, and then b'shas burning the kmitza, then he had a machshavas pigul. So that's why the Chum say it's not pigul because it's only called the chatimatir. You do not have here a das rishrenom because the first das was b'shtika. Samar says no, Shteit Shuvas Badov, I have two questions on this. This can't be a good answer for this Tosefta. Chodo, one is the Hainu Kamaisa. It says clearly both cases. That's the first case, that first he burnt one Bishtikum, and then the second one was Machshavas Pigul. And the second case is that the first burning was with the Machshavas Pigul. So you can't tell me they're both talking about the same case, Hainu Kamaisa. The Yoit, secondly, Hotanya, it says clearly, Achakak, it says clearly, after, that after he burnt the kemitza with the machshavas pigul, then he burnt the lovoina b'shtika. So Chesaw is the clear kash on Rav. So where it says no, Tirguma Rav Chanina the Beis Deus. Rav Chanina answered this Tosef, according to Rav, his song about Beis Deus means two different kind of madung v'avoida. One kind is burning, what is burning the kemitza, and one is burning the lovoina. Agrashi says, the echod hikter kemitz b'machshava, v'yachaka hikter k'chaderoi, a second kohen went to burn the levoina b'shtika. So the other rabbanon argue, because here we cannot say the second kohen is doing radas rishayna. You only say that by the same person. But by two different people, Avadi would not say, since the first one had a Machshavas Pigol, the second one also has a Machshavas Pigol. Therefore, it's a Machloikas Achomim in Rabbi Meir. A Koponim, it could be this Tesef, there's not a Kash on Rav. Smurah says now, Toshima, come and bring another proof. B'medva Mamurim, there's also Tesef in Zvochim. It says like this, B'medva Mamurim, B'domim HaNitonim HaMazbech HaChitzoin, by regular Korban, where the dam goes on Mazbech HaChitzoin, there, Likuva, it's enough to have one Zrika. If you make one Zrika, but the Eved, you have your Kapara. So if you have a Machshav is Pigel, B'shas, one Zrika, that can make Pigel. Ma'ashen Kein, but by the Purim HaNesrofim, the dam that has to be put upon the Mizbech HaPnimi, Kegoin, where's the case? Either the Mem Gimel Shem HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur you have 43 Zrikis or Hazois that have been done inside the Hechel. Rashi explains it means Ches Hazois the Par, that's done by Nabadim, one on top, seven Abadim, then you have eight for the Soyer, that's 16, and on Knegadis and Hechel, they do also the same thing, that's 32, then you have four on the Kronos, that's 36, and then seven on top of the Mizbeach, that's a 43. So you have 43 Zrikas that are being done on Yom Kippur. The Yachas HaSara Shapar Kohen Mashuach, when the Kohen Godol does the Chet, and he has to bring the Korbanos also Chet HaSapnim, there are 11 Hazois, seven on the Proiches, and four on the four corners. And the same thing, when the old Tzibur does the Chet, they listen to the Sanhedrin, the Psak, the Bezna Godel, the Shege. So they have to bring a special power, Helam Dover. So when that power is brought, it's also, there are 11 Zrikis, 7 done on the Prechis, and 4 on the Kronos. So here, every single Zrik is Likuva. So therefore here it says, what's going to be Pigol, Bein Brishoyne, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis? The Kohen had in mind the Machshavas Pigol, the Shasu was doing the Zrika of the first three Zrikas, but not the fourth one. He did not have in mind Bishas the fourth one. Rashi says it means Barishayna means Ben Habadim, or else Bishniya means Alaproiches. Begimah Zechazov, better, Rashi says. Ben Barishayna, Bishniya, Ben Mishlis means Alakulim Kippur, the three different sets of the Zrikas. He had a Machshavas Pigol during one of these sets. Either he had it Bishas, the Zrikas of Ben Abadim, or else on the Proiches, or else on the Zvechazov. So Rabbi Meir, I'm a Pigel B'chayav Malav Koros. It's Chal Pigel. Even though it's only one of the Matirim, for this Korban you have to have all sets, all three sets of Zrikas, and you only had the Machshav B'shas, one set of the Zrikas. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, that you can have a Machshav Pigel to be Chal Pigel, even during a Chatzi Matir. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say, Ein by Koros, no, it's not Chal Pigel. It's not Chal Pigel upon this Korban, until you have the Machshavas Pigel to eat from the Basa tomorrow, or to burn from the Korban tomorrow, during all three sets of the Zrikas. That's what the Sefta. Now, Ketonim Yus, what does it say over here? That Pigel, that it's Chal Pigel, Bein Burishoyna, Bein Mishniya, Bein Mishlishis. Mashma, the Kohen had the Machshavas Pigel, Mishas, he was doing the first set of Zrikas, Hazois Bein Abadim. Even though he did not have this Machshava during the second and the third, so Remeya holds it's Chal Pigul, but the Chomim say no, it's not Chal Pigul. O Pligi, and it's a Machlokes, the Chomim Magyu. So who's a Kashan Rav? According to you, Rav, that you say Kol Oisa, Adas Rishaynu Oisa, so who, why isn't the Pigul? The Chura, the first Hazois, Wadom, or Machshavas Pigul, it should be Chal Pigul. So it says, Bechite, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinam, you'll hear also Bishtei Deus. Then maybe we're talking about the two different Kehanim were doing the Avodas here. So the first Kohen made the Hazois Ben Habadim with the Machshavas Pigel. Then the second Kohen, he did the Machshava on the Proiches. So he did the second Zrikas on the Proiches. Therefore we don't say his Das goes after the first Kohen. But the Chortzikash, here we're talking about on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know you need a Kohen Godel. So there's only one Kohen Godel. Elamai, what could be? Then maybe the first Kohen Godel became possible in between. And we appoint the second Kohen Godel to finish off the Avodis. So we said that's a Machlokes in Yuma. Honicha, this is good. The man diyama, bepar, viyafilo, bedomi shapar. The Renachanami, that you could have one Kohen, the Kohen Godel, bringing the first Avodis, and then he becomes possible. We'll have a second Kohen finishing it off. Then it's good. You could have such a case, b'shtei deyos. And Rashi said, this man the holds a filo b'domi shapar means shim shochat to a rishon. They shechted the first par with the first Kohen Godel. If you're a boy psul, and a psul happened to that kohen gadol, is yavei aron b'domai el hakodesh, v'ein tzorach lahavi l'shachtei parachal yidei, have you must look with these days? But the Gemara says, El Laman the Yama, the powerful of the Domi Shapar, this can be, there's Eero Loi Psul, you have to start all over again, do the carbon over again, so it comes out there's only one Kohen Gadol that's doing all three Hazoyas here. If so, since it says clearly in the Bright, the Tesefta here, that when the Kohen Gadol started to make the first Hazoyas to Bein Habadim, he had a Moin Machshev Spiegel. And then during the second Azoyis of on the Perchis, he did not have in mind, so it's not called Pidul Kohen Chachamim. So you see, clearly not like Rav, you did not say Adas Rishayna Waisa. So Michael, what could Rav say here? So my Rav wants the answer and says, Hocha b'mayas chin v'kogoyin, she pigul bo Rishayna, v'shosak p'shniya, o pigul b'shlishis. I tell you, here was a special case. Here's true, it's the same Kohen Gadol. But b'shas he was doing the Azoyis of Bein Abadim, he had a mind of Machshavas Pigel. B'shas he was doing the Azoyis on the Proichis, the second one, he did not have a mind Pigel. B'shas he was doing the third Zerikas on the Mizbeach Apnim, he had again in mind Pigel. So here it's a new Svara there, meaning I say like this. That if you would think to say that this Kohen Gadol was Koloi Sadas Rishayna Waisam, that whatever he does after the first Machshava is like continuing with that first Machshava. So since he started the first Hazoyas with Machshava's Pigel, it's like the rope being done with Pigel. If so, Mehede Pigul Bishlishis Lamali, how come he had to think again, Bishas, the third sets of making the Zrikas and Mzbech HaPnim, how come again he had to think with the Machshava's Pigel? Like the Khuri had the first Machshava. Elamai, this Kohen for sure is telling us that he does not have a mind in between. And then he changes his mind again to have a Machshava's Pigel. So that's why in this case, the Chum argued to say, it's not Chal Pigel, because obviously this Kohen Gadol did not have a mind in Machshava's Pigel during all three sets of the Hazoyis of the Zrikis. Because if he would have had a mind all along, he shouldn't have had to repeat himself on the third set. He did it the first one. The second one was also Adas Rishayna. So Pshita, the third one is also Adas Rishayna. How come here he had to speak out or think during the third set to have a Machshava's Pigel? So it proves in this special case, the Kohen did not have in mind in between to do a Machshava's Pigel. That's why here the Chachamim argue. But in a normal case, Havad the Rav holds, we say, Koloisa Adas Rishayna Huaisa. Smur says no. Maskil lo Ravashi. Ravashi asks the question, Midi Shosti Ketoni. Does it say here that he kept quiet in between? It doesn't say it. It just said he had a Machshava's Pigel, the first one, that's all. It doesn't talk about that lady with Shosak. So Chutz Mashma, that even though we only had a Machshava's Pigel during the first sets of the Avodah, the Hazois, and the next two we did not have the Machshava, still the Chum Akiu. So again, it's not Mashma like Rav. So Mor says, El Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answers like this, Hocha b'may askin, you know what we're talking about over here? Pigoin she pigel b'rishoinu v'shniya, that this Kohen Gadol had a mind b'shas the first set and the second set, and then over shlishis, so according to Rashi, the gisha should be v'shosak b'shlishis. On the third set, he kept quiet. The Arminim would say like this: that he sagadaita koloisa das rishoinu oisa mehedeb kula b'shniya lomeli. How come even the second set he had to speak out pigel? Like when he did the first set of Azoyis Ben Habadim, he had a mind pigel. So when he did the second set, the Chura should have kept quiet. How come he had to speak out Pigel? Elamai, this Kohen Gadol is showing us that he only means Pigel when he says it. So therefore, he only said it during the first two Hazois, but not during the third one. So since the third one he kept quiet, here we do not say Adas Rishayna Oisa, and therefore it's good, well, even according to Rav, the Chama would say it's not Chal Pigel, because they hold Pigel is only when you do it B'Shas, the whole Matir. So more still is the question. It's mashma clearly that the Kohen Gadol only had the Machshava's Pigel, whether during the first set, during the second set, or during the third set, not during two sets. Silmar says Kasha and Echlam, this would be a little Kasha and Rav. It wouldn't be so much more like Rav. But I call upon him a Tiyufta, it's not a Tiyufta and Rav. There's only remains a Kasha and Rav. The other Gemara says, oh, Mama, what we say before, that Rabbi Meir holds. Pigul, yes, it's chal. Pigul even on a chatzim matir, v'chayov amal of chorus, and it's chal, chorus. Michta the Gemara says, chorus loy mechayev ad sheyikrevu kol amatirim. The chur, the chadin of pigul is only chal when you bring kol amatirim. The Yamama, we always say that yirtze means katsoyis kosho, kachatsoyis posel. that the same way there's a yurt, the same way the a kosher korban is kosher, that's the way pigla is also kosher. Therefore, mahat sir is kosher, so by regular korban, when is a korban merutza, when do you have your kapori yuritsui, only if you brought all the dalar avoidis, is afat sir is posol, achiyikuv akolamatirin. Also, when is a chaladin pigla upon a korban or a mincha, only if the machshav is pigol and all the matirim were brought. For here the question is, Samaria Sahai over here, Kivon the Choshev Bobifnim Posle. Yadamachshava Sampnim becomes Posle. Kimodi Behechol, Maya Biyamoda Komodi. When you make his Zrik later in the Hechol, Lachur, it's a Posle Zrik, it's not called the Zrik at all. Like here by these poems, especially in Yom Kippur. If you had the Machshavas Pigul during the first Hazois of Ben Abadim, so Chur is like three separate sets of Hazois. So Bishash, you come to make this Rikas Neichol, it's like water, it shouldn't be called Katsoyas Kosher. So my Rabbi says, Mishkakel, so the way you find the case of Pigul over here would be Biyarbo Purim, Biyarbo Sirim, and in the case we'd have to have four different Purim or four different Sirim. Meaning to say, like, after you made the Hazois, in the Ben Abadim, something happened to the korban, and they had to bring another one. It was like Nishpach Adam, after you made the Hazois Panim, and they brought a second par. And the second one then, you only had to start to do the second Hazois. So the kids said, during each Hazois, it was done only with a Machshavah's Pigul, and that Machshavah was called a good Machshavah. Even though it's possible, you do not have to continue on to do the rest of the Avoidus. So again, Bashashi did the Avoidus in the Ben Abadim, that was an Avoidah, done by Pigul. Then the rest of the dam was spilled out. They had to bring another power. They started then by the Azois Ben by the Parechis. After that happened, it was also Nishpech Adam. So Kiseido, there's a new korban being brought for Kabbonis here. So that's the case. I'll be Chaladin Pigol by the Purim Hanis Rofin. Now, really, Rashi and Tais asked the question, like, what's the more question over here now? That when you make the first sets of Azois, so the rest of the dam, the Chur is Mayi Biyam, it's not called Matirim. Kriyestas kasha b'ni pigul. B'shasha doing a shchita. You also, if you have in mind machshavas pigul, so it becomes posel. So later b'shasha make this rika, it should also be posel. Why is the Gemara only asked the question over here? Every pigul should be the same way. That once you have a machshavas pigul, the rest of it is called maya b'yalma. So other places Rashi says, tayinach nami deros gzeras akosiv. And Tais explains over here the pshat is if it's b'chad mokum, one shchita, one avoyden, chabad as gzeras akosiv. But over here, by the Purim HaNisrofim, since the different sets of Hazois, one's in the Heichal, one's in the Ben Abadim, one's in the Prechus, one's in the Mizbeach HaPnim, the three different places, here, like, it's not a special Gzeras HaKosev. See, it was a Kasha Lechura, that by the first time it becomes possible, so when you finish off the rest of the Avoidis, it's not called Korpa Matirim. So why is it called Pigul? So first thing more into Zenech time, we're talking about four different Purim, four different Sirim. That's the only answer. Rovam Ravis says no, that our filu taima parechid v'soyrech, even if you want to say we're talking about only one par, and one soyer, the svara is like this, the svara could be like this though. Lefgulei meratzei, enech nami, but our kol ponim, the svara is filchus pigul, is meratzei. Even though you had the machshavas pigul, bishashi during the first sets of the hazois, bein abadim, and enech nami tzchal psul, in the korbim, but our kol ponim, it's only psul pigul. So whatever you have to do for Pigul is still called Hatzor. The rest of the Avoidus are still called Avoidus of Pigul. So Levgule Maratzei, Vedilchus Pigul now, it's not called Possel really. Therefore all this Rika should do is Mitzarev to make it, that it was Korav HaMatirim. All the rest of them were brought, and the only thing wrong when you had a Machshev is Pigul, therefore Lamai said Tchal Pigul. Now the Gemara asked the question, it said before Aboyim V'Sholosh that there were 43 Hazoyas that were done on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara of Atanya, another brace we learned, our boy in Visheva, we learned another four, we learned about 47. So Gemara says, Lakash is no stira. Alensio, whole command the Yom Ma'arvin, Lakronis, whole command the Yom Ein Ma'arvin. The Shalu is when they make the last set of Zrikis, on the Mizbeach HaPanim, so you have the Dam of the Power and the Dam of the Sawyer. So one man the Yom says, first they mix up the two Dam together, and then they make the Zrikis. In other words, the Dhamma, the Par, and the Dhamma, the Sora are done together on the Mizbeach HaPanim. So therefore, it's only four together. Therefore, you only have 43. But here that it says 47, this man the Yama holds, no, there's another four, that they hold, they made a separate Zrik on the Mizbech HaPnim, one set of four for the Par, and one set of four for the Soyer. So the kids, you have another four Zrikis, that's how you have 47. So that's the Machlekes, if it was 43 or 47. Freddy Gemara, but still, V'otani, we learned our Boyim Rishimayna, it was 48. So Gemara says, Lakasha, Ho command the Yom Mishraim Le Makfin. This man him hold Shiraim is Makiv, he holds Shiraim is not Makiv. So that's a shayla, do you have another Zrika of the Shiraim or not? By the Shiraim of the Purim Hanasrof and the Purim Apnimim, here could be it's Machlaikis whether the Shiraim is Makiv. So if it's Makiv means it has to be done, so that's another Zrika that's done on the Mizbeach Apnim, that's why you have 48. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Pigul biherlocho maho. What's going to be if you have a machshavas pigul b'shasta herlocho? Because b'shasta carrying the kemitza to the mizbeach. Rashi says, mihevei chatzi avoido o pligi rabbonin at shifaga b'chol amatek loy ma'af b'lochas levoino o le pligi. That's the shalah here if the kohen has a machshava. B'shasta is just carrying the kemitza towards the mizbeach. He has a machshavas teeth from the shrine tomorrow, does it make it tigul? Is this called the chati matar or not? Because you also have to carry the levoin and burn the levoino. So is the halacha daima to ketoret to burning or not? Mao. So Mar says the machlaikis. Om Rabbi Yechon Merchonin says halacha kekmitza. That means the halacha is a complete avoid, just like the kmitza. Rashi says the avi avoid the shleimo, the ain kmitza belevoino. Just like there is no kmitza by the levoino. So the avoidus hakemitza is a complete avoider. Who would then halacha also? Halachas hakemitza is like an avoider by itself, and you could have the machshavas pigul either according to chachamim during the halacha. For Resh Lakish Shomer, no halacha kiyak Torah. That Resh Lakish holds, so halacha is like burning, just like by burning the kemitza, it's not enough to make pigul according to chachamim. You have to have in mind also b'shas you burning the levoina. Because just burning the kemitza is a chatzi matir, the same thing halachas kemitza is also only a chatzi matir. Zmar says, "Bishleim l'rashlok is very good to understand. Rashlok is a svaro. Ikanami halachad levoina and ikanami the carrying of the kemitza is only a chatzi matir because you also have to carry the levoina to the mizbeach. So if we're carrying the kemitza is only a chatzi matir. Therefore, it's good. What Chum say does not become pigul. But the question is, Elul l'Rabbi Yechon and my timer." What's the reason of Rabbi Yechonon? Why would the Chum agree that carrying the kemitz alone could make a tigul? Some Rav says that Sav Rabbi Yechonon holds kol avoido sheino materis avoido chashuvihi lefagel oleha befnei atzmo. That any avoido is not really the matir, so it's called an avoido chashuva by itself to make tigul. In other words, when do we consider something to be a chatzi matir? Only the avoid of burning the kemitza. Burning the kemitza al the aktoro, two aktoros you have to do. You have to have an aktoro of the kemitza and the burning of the levoina. That's called the chatzi matir. But the loch itself, that's called an avoid by itself. And Rashi explains why is the loch not considered a matir. Rashi really says because the pshat that you could do without a loch altogether. Like it's possible just to hand it. Or else if you would make the kemitza right next to the mizbeach. So since that it's not really a matir, meaning it doesn't really have to be done, so even though now when you do the halacha, it's not called an avoid of a matir. Therefore, it could be mafagol by itself. Oh, malay yabaya said back, if so, harei shchitas echad mena kvosim, by shechtim, one of the two kabonas, one of the shnei kvosim, is boran shruis, the avoid of shena matirosa. It's also called an avoida by itself as not being matter anything. The shchit itself is not being matter anything. The shchit itself is not matter loya bosa loya murim. Rashi says the zrika matirosan, because really what's matter by kochim is the zrika. So though the shchit by itself is also not called a matir. It's still a pligi, it's also machlekes. It's now we're not in our mishnah. Shochad echad mina kvosim lecho shtei chalas lemocho. They made a shchit on one of the kvosim. I'm going to ask you to stay alach chalas tomorrow, stay alachim tomorrow, or else hikta min abzichim, hikta echem min abzichim, lecho shnei sederim lemochor, where on every Shabbos they burnt one bezich, Ramachshava titzel the lechem upon him tomorrow. So it's only a chati matis as a machlekis that you're may you're going to pigul b'chayav malam chorus. B'chomar ain't by chorus. No, it's not because it's ochi of chorus. It's not pigul over here. Chiyafaga b'chola matir until you have the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. So even a shchita here, a shchita of the kvosim, is even though it's a matir by itself, still it's called a chati matir. Even though the shchita is not matir anything by itself, it's the zrikas what's matir it. So even though it's not an avodah samatir, but still, since you need both of them, you need the machshavas pigul join both of them. So who you see, not like Rabbi Yechanan. See also, since you need both halachas of the kemitah and halachas of the levayna, so who during one halacha, it should not be chala machshavas pigul. So who it's a kashan Rabbi Yechanan. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.